You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson Show, 10:30 of The Voice, local news and talk. All right. I want to get into a couple of things. Caden Brewer is going to be here. He's a great local country artist. He's been on the show before when we were doing the local singer-songwriter thing with Jessica and Billy down at the Rialto, and he came in. And we love Caden.
He's a fat kid favorite. Shows up at the station all the time, Station Pub and Grill up in Marana, my home bar, if you will. And, God, I've known Caden for like 10 years.
Yep. Great kid.
He's a Marana kid, so he's perfect.
And he's got a cool announcement he's going to make.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with this. So Caden will be in a few minutes, and we'll talk to him, and we'll go from there.
So I teased this earlier, and then, of course, I get harassed by umpire John from Flagstaff about, hey, Chris, when, I'm doing my bad Carolina accent. When are you going to play the John Kennedy commercial that you said? You teased it. Mrs. Umpire John adores him and is waiting. By the way, Senator Kennedy's middle name is Neely.
What's he running for? Senator?
Well, he's a sitting senator. And remember, Scott Neely, Matt's brother, came in fourth in the mayor race. And the governor race, excuse me. So
take that, Zen.
You are. I don't want any biscottis made by Scott Neely. So let's go to this commercial. This is Senator John Neely Kennedy running for re-election in the great state. I showed him at break, so he does know it. So let's go to his. This could be the greatest, one of the greatest election commercials ever. Here we go.
People say I'm too outspoken. It's true. I have the right to remain silent. I just don't have the ability. I'm just being me, John Kennedy. Folks, I will never completely fit in. For all those Washington insider elite bedwetters whose feelings I hurt, here's some free advice. Go buy yourself an emotional support pony, because I'm not going to shut up. And one more thing. Always be yourself, unless you suck.
That is one of the... There's some of the greatest lines ever in this commercial. Okay. First of all, I have the right to remain silent. I just don't have the ability, right? I mean, that's me and McCluskey. When we first heard it, we both said it at the same time. That's us. That's totally us, right? And then the other one is, so he's got a lot of good ones, right? He says, folks, I will never completely fit in for all those Washington insider elite bedwetters whose feelings I hurt, here's some free advice. Go buy yourself an emotional support pony, because I'm not going to shut up. And then the bumper sticker, right? And one more thing. Always be yourself, unless you suck. So, well played, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Absolutely.
So, Caden Brewer, what's going on, big dog?
Keeping up, man. Just been busy.
You got your amazing shirt on today.
You like it?
Yeah, that's amazing. What kind of critter would you call that?
So it's a beaver.
It is a beaver.
But okay. It's for Buc-ee's. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's before?
I've never been to a Buc-ee's.
So they're massive in Texas. And okay. It's like one of my favorite gas stations.
Nice.
In the whole world. I mean, literally, it's a gas station where you can buy a deer feeder at. It's
So it's like a Buc-ee's. So it's a gas station mixed with a tractor supply?
It's a tractor supply. I mean, there's even like a home goods section. And It's the best way to describe it. It's pretty much a Walmart without a gun counter.
Okay. Does it have food?
It has wonderful food.
Yeah. Really?
And so like they have brisket, they have pulled pork.
Barbecue, yeah.
Oh man, they even have like a deli section where they can cut you fresh meat.
I got to get a Buc-ee's shirt. That thing's beautiful.
I tell you, Buc-ee's is the place.
It's a very happening, happy beaver with a red hat on.
That's it.
Very cool. Well, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Happy to be back.
So glad. We were just talking about you at the beginning of this show, because you were the guy who keyed us into the Chaparral Market on Oracle.
That is right.
Years ago.
Yes.
I don't know if... I'm sure they're not in business anymore.
They're still there.
They're still...
Oh, yeah. You can bet I know. That's like my favorite place. It's called Mel's Burgers.
That's right, Mel's. That's right.
In Chaparral's Market. And they have some of the best cheeseburgers. Maybe it's more of a nostalgic thing for me. But I just absolutely love that place. Because
Mel's has been in that San Manuel Oracle area for years.
For years, yeah. For years.
So Highway 77. So you know when you make a right turn to go into the town of Oracle off the highway?
Uh-huh.
It's that convenience store-looking thing on the 77 right there on the left.
The thing you blow by every time.
Correct.
Yeah. Every time.
Now you know to stop.
Now you know when you see it. You just got to pull on by and go get yourself a nice burger.
It's the greasy flat-top burger, right? With the kick butt fries.
Yeah, the American dream, ultimately.
Literally, it's the diner burger. It's the ultimate diner burger.
It
so,
is.
So Sean McCluskey, he's a big fan.
I love Sean.
He's like my brother that can sing. He's perfect.
Sean's my man. Yeah.
So he told me your big news.
Yes.
And it's so awesome because we just had Kaylee Matthews was here.
Right.
About 3 weeks ago visiting the show, and she did the jump to Tennessee.
Yes, she did.
And here you are. Sounds like you're going to make the jump to Tennessee.
We are in the mix of jumping to moving to Nashville full time.
Wow.
And I'm humbled and I'm super thankful, especially for my wife. I mean, it's not easy to, you know.
Leave everybody. And y'all just had a baby.
We just had a baby.
He's a little older than mine.
He's 8 months old. He's going to be 9 months on the 9th.
What's the name of this child?
His name's Wyatt.
Love it.
Wyatt Tucker Brewer.
Oh,
nice.
Right.
Perfect.
It's funny because I'm one of five boys, and all my brothers are in rodeo except for the youngest, and he's in football. But, I mean, he's 6'6". We have no idea where the height came from, but he's doing really well for himself. And, you know, all my brothers have told him, they're like, well, what are we going to name him? Like, as if they had an option of what they were going to name him. And I was like, well, we already have it picked. His name is Wyatt. And they're like, Wyatt what? And I'm like, Wyatt Tucker Brewer. And then my brother goes, that's a good cowboy name right there.
Absolutely. You know?
And then my buddy who's in real estate, I told him, he's like, what's your son's name? I said, Wyatt Tucker Brewer. And he just sits back and he goes, sounds like a law firm. I started laughing.
So, you know, you were on the show before. We talked about kind of, you know, as a young guy, you're doing you're figuring playing guitar, you're writing songs, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, and then we had that event at the Rialto with Jess and Billy and the crew, right? That was a fun show.
That was a great show.
And so you've been playing all, you know, what regionally, I assume.
Regionally. And every once in a while we break out to like some random state. And we got to play Sturgis last year, which insane. We got to, that's kind of out of nowhere. And it was a buddy of mine. He was on the bill too. His name's Matt Ferris. And he just actually released a song independently. And it climbed all the way up to number 48 on the music charts, like for like radio. So it was really awesome for him. Either way, we were the only two country music acts on that bill. And that's cool for me.
I know it's a biker rally.
It is, yeah.
But still, that's felt a little light on the country.
It did. It felt great. And, you know, I mean, we're more rock country. I do it all, you know.
Yeah, you're all over the place. I mean, it's a good thing.
It's a lot of fun. And but we got to open for Revisiting Creedence, which are all, like, the surviving members and, like, friends of John Fogerty. So it was a drummer for Foreigner and the bass player for Pat Benatar. We opened for Great White.
Oh, cool.
Vince Neil from Motley Crue. That was funny. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, we also got to open for Queensryche, which is so funny about that. That was the first concert my wife and I went to, was a Queensryche concert.
Empire Tour? Is that too old for you?
I love Empire. Cool. That's like,
Was it that tour or after that? Probably after that.
It was after that for sure. Yeah.
That's a good album.
That is a good album.
That Empire, I like the Empire song. That's my favorite.
That's a great song. Jet City Woman. That's another great song.
That's looking for a country reinterpretation, Jet City Woman.
You know, I think we might have to do it if we play our cards right.
Now, when you played Sturgis, did you play by yourself or did you have the band behind you?
So I actually had my buddy's band. And It was one of those where I was able to ride up in his tour bus. So I got like that full like how it feels to be like a national touring act vibe. And
now,
I'm not there yet, but, you know, I'm definitely blessed and thankful for the opportunities where they have come and have fallen for me. And when we moved to Nashville, it's ultimately for me to focus on songwriting. That's something I love to do. And a lot of people don't know it, but when you move to Nashville, a lot of the best ways to actually get into the scene is to become a songwriter.
Correct. Well, sure. Jamie Johnson did it.
I mean, you got to even look at Chris Stapleton.
Sure.
And
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Started,
I mean,
as
how
a songwriter,
could you not?
Right?
You know,
I mean, he wrote "Crazy" for Patsy Cline.
Exactly.
It's a good one to come out of your pen.
That is, I can't imagine. You know, and it's funny because there's a story about Sturgis. Since you said Willie Nelson, the first thing that comes to mind is "Hello Walls." You know,
sure.
And there's a part where, you know, we had a lot of fun and we had a videographer on the road with us. And the night before, we just kind of turned one on and had some fun after the show. And the next morning, I'm sitting there with a breakfast burrito, and the cameraman rolls out from the bottom bunk in the tour bus, and he comes walking out and stumbling around, and he looks up and he sees a bottle of whiskey and he goes, "Hello, whiskey." And we ended up writing a song that day, and it was called "Hello, Whiskey," and I think my buddy's going to throw it on his album.
Wow. It was one step away from being "Hello, Breakfast Burrito." Now,
right.
Before we go to break, Matt, you've been researching Buc-ee's, which I didn't realize is B-U-C-E-E, apostrophe S.
Right.
Matt, what have you learned about Buc-ee's gas station?
Then? Well, it's the world's largest convenience store, the world's largest car wash. They have their own, looks like their own credit union with a credit card. Yeah, voted cleanest, where was it?
Cleanest restrooms.
Cleanest restrooms, right? Where else was this?
That's amazing. That one's Crossville,
Tennessee.
You had
Tennessee's me at Buc-ee's, Chris. You had me at Buc-ee's.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to have to go on there and buy a t-shirt before this is all over.
Everything's so bigger in Texas, you know.
All right, Chris.
They got
Simone.
A stack of Traeger grills there, it looks like, or smokers or something.
Oh, yeah, don't forget the deer feeders, bud.
The deer feeders, yeah.
Sean McCluskey's here, Rincon Ventures, RVRTO.com. Caden, how do they find you on the interweb, socially and otherwise?
So, Caden Brewer, and so it's C-A-I-D-E-N Brewer, as like, you know, the baseball team.
Yep.
And you can find me on my website, which is CadenBrewer.com, and all my handles for social media are Caden Brewer.
All right, we're going to keep talking with Caden and Sean here about his big move to Tennessee, to Nashville. If you have any questions or comments, or Caden owes you money, 790-2040. All right.
I couldn't find the two-step version of this one, but...
That's true. Adam's birthday from Beastie Boys, I think. I think it's Adam. We'll look at it. I think it seems Adam. Anyway, one of the Beastie's birthdays are today, so got to give him a little love. 790-2040. Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures, and then we have Caden Brewer, Tucson Country Troubadour, and soon-to-be pitchman for Buc-ee's gas stations.
That's right. I was just talking about it, that if the Buc-ee's thing works out, I guess I'll start working on Texas Roadhouse, too.
The Charles wants you to write a song for Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Before it's over. Greek Brother Zach, some Buc-ee's have over 100 gas pumps.
That is true.
That's a lot of gas pumps.
It's hard to imagine. It really is. And honestly, it's the only gas station you're going to stop in to use the restroom and spend $80. Just because there's just
aside
so much cool stuff.
Besides from the gasoline.
Yeah, besides from the gasoline, it's just...
What's the closest one to us?
Oh, man.
Is there one in El Paso?
No. I don't think there is one in El Paso.
Okay. Okay.
We'll be closer to Dallas.
All right. We'll look it up before it's over. So, yeah,
but they are starting to spread out into Alabama.
Well, and they just said they're opening one in Tennessee. So
there we go. I'll be home sweet home.
So you're a Marana kid.
Yes, sir.
And we were just talking about how you're going to move with your beautiful wife and baby boy.
Yes, sir.
Wyatt Tucker
Brewer.
And you are, so talk about the connection to why now. Why now to Nashville? What's going on that's giving you the confidence? Because it's a jump, baby.
It's a jump. So I've been wanting to go to Nashville for moving there for at least 3 to 4 years. And for whatever reason, every time that we got set up to move, it just wouldn't work out. Before, my wife and I weren't married, and it was just, you know, I think we were dating at the time, and I wanted to move out there. And she just didn't feel comfortable at that time to move out there. And that's not her holding me back. I don't want that to come out that way. But it was just one of those where I think mutually I wasn't ready for that step, financially especially.
Okay.
The next jump was we were going to move right after we got married, which is in 2020. And it was in November in 2019. And so we're going to move to Nashville in January. But that's when COVID started becoming a thing. And so we decided that we'll just try to ride this out a little bit.
Right.
And next thing you know, the whole country shut down. And so that, I think that alone was a blessing in disguise, you know. And
right.
Then I guess this time, it just going back and forth to Nashville and riding with a lot of my friends out there over Zoom and just stuff like that, it just really, I built up a lot more connections than I did before. And I'm not one to ever claim to have it figured out. It's going to be a struggle, but... I think, especially now, it's just one of those I really want to, now it just feels right.
Is there a gig waiting for you there?
There's not really a gig waiting for me.
Okay.
It's more of the connections I have towards the songwriting aspects, where I think that hopefully one day my goal is to get a publishing deal.
Gotcha.
And I think my songwriting has gotten a lot better since when I first started.
Okay.
At least I hope so, you know. the people I've been writing with and the connections that we made, it just kind of makes sense to make the move now. And I'm 27, and so it's kind of time. Yep. I feel like it's either now or never.
What's the what are you seeing in, I mean, it's everything's cyclical in this kind of world, right? But what are we seeing in songwriting and country right now? What's seems to be hitting? What are the themes? Or
so it all varies. I mean, you have the songs that are written to the masses, and then you have like a lot of the, I would say, more of the organic style of writing, which you have like, you know, Zach Bryan, you have Tyler Childers, you have a bunch of guys like that. I kind of like, I write both, so I can write stuff like that, and I can also write something that I think is more like geared towards radio.
Gotcha.
And so I definitely think that the rock influence is starting to really come back, make a comeback, besides more of that pop. Pop is very huge in country music as well, but for me, I think I primarily want to focus on honky-tonk and just like more redneck, genre, weird country, I guess, is what it's more about my life. And I think I know I can write about that stuff.
Who are your two favorite people writing weird honky-tonk stuff now or performing?
I would say Hardy. Hardy's a big one. And okay. He also has a lot of influences like from Soundgarden and stuff like that. So it kind of correlates into that. And then
I got Aaron Lewis from Stain running around.
Exactly.
Definitely running around.
Definitely running around. He's having a lot of fun out there. And I guess my all-time favorite country artist is Waylon Jennings.
Sure.
And so like he will always be my number one. I love George Strait, but for whatever reason, when it comes to Waylon, it's just, he's my hero.
All right, let's do this. Matt, we got a couple minutes to go, but we're going to have you play out to the bottom of the hour break.
Okay.
What tune you like to start us off with today?
Do you guys want an original?
Sure. Screw these Waylon Jennings people. I want a brewer. Ode to Buc-ee's.
An ode to Buc-ee's. So this song, I came up with a buddy of mine, and it's called Girls in the Rednecks. And I wrote it with a Canadian feller, and
this is already a great story.
It's already a great story. And the idea behind it was, you know, my wife is beautiful, and she's my best friend. And I was like, you know, she wasn't the homecoming queen because she just didn't, you know, try, but she could have easily been. And I think it kind of sums up our relationship in this one song. And it's, except her dad's a cop, not a banker. Anyway, long story short, we had to make it for the masses, you know. But anyway, it goes something like this.
Here we go.
Girls in the Rednecks. Her daddy worked in the bank, mine worked on cars. Her house had a pickin' ours, had a barn with a bird dog tied up to a big oak tree. And her subdivision, that's nothing they'd seen. She's hanging at the mall with all the cool kids. Well, I was burning up diesel with a lift kit. And all of her friends thought she lost it. When I pulled up to the light and she hopped in, she was a homecoming queen. And I'm a school can in my jeans kind of guy. She's in me and I don't know why. This kind of love is hard to deny. She's looking back at me across a torn up Ford bench seat. You've seen us together, you my second guess, but the truth is, the girls in the rednecks. She wants to trade in her heels for some Marriott boots, high priced linens for some camouflage too. If your folks found out, they wouldn't know what to do, cause we know damn well they would not approve. The homecoming queen. And I'm a school kid in my jeans kind of guy. She's into me.
Look at that. Little Waylon coming in. Little Black Rose for Sean McCluskey and Caden Brewer.
That's right.
Welcome back. Is Carl still on the line? Because I'm fascinated for anyone who wants to talk about Buc-ee's gas stations with us, which started 40 minutes ago when I admired Caden's Buc-ee's t-shirt that he has on today. So, Carl, welcome to the show.
Oh, Buc-ee's is awesome. You know, their bathrooms would run a close second, not right up there at first, but a close second to the Persian room bathrooms.
I agree.
They have, Thornydale.
They have over 100 varieties of jerky. It's like a mall. You walk in there with all the different souvenir type stuff and all the different foods, and the bathrooms are clean, and you don't have to wait in line to get to the gas pumps. Frankly, if they put somebody up here, they're going to put the Flying J and the pilot and all the rest of those people out of business. They
100%.
They are just stupendous.
Who knew?
They are clean. They are clean. The staff is friendly and helpful. The food is excellent. Their brisket, you know, runs a close second to mine. But I competed in the some of the cook-offs and stuff, but they're. All I can say is if you see a Bucky's, pull over, even if you don't need gas, even if you don't need to go to the restroom. I was in there, and one woman was telling her husband, you take the kids and go. I'm moving into the bathroom.
Wow. I should be selling these testimonials to Bucky's, just the recordings. This is beautiful. So, Carl, thanks for calling, man. That was great.
You got it.
Thanks, buddy. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's take one more quick call. We just played the Senate. Yes, sir.
So Riley had to go, but okay. It's Riley from Roe Valley, and he said on Senator Kennedy, he said he's the editor of his law review at Harvard, and he has advanced degrees in econ. He was also the treasurer of Louisiana. He's a sharp guy. Riley was saying he's a very sharp guy, and he knows math and economics.
Is that better than the 1 week that Rahina went to Harvard?
Well, I would say, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Seems like it.
Thank you. So we're hanging out with Caden Brewer talking Bucky's gas station, which we're going to write a song.
That's right.
Before it's all over.
It'll be a number one.
Where are you playing this weekend, Caden?
Tonight I play a private party, and then tomorrow night I play at Whiskey Roads.
All right.
Whiskey Roads tomorrow
Tell
night.
Me about this guitar you got. It is pretty fun.
So this guitar, I actually got it for $100 at a pawn shop. And I've owned a Gibson, I've owned a Taylor, and this is an Epiphone, and it's the one guitar that I play all the time. And so every once in a while, I get people that come up to me and, you know, they gave me a sticker and stuff. And so I started putting them on my guitar. And the next thing you know, everyone starts giving me stickers. And so now I have a sticker bomb guitar.
What kind of stickers we got on here?
So, I mean, you got your Bucky's.
Hold on. Thank you.
That's right. You got your Bucky's right there. I got this Deadwood sticker when I played out in Sturgis. Someone gave me this Deadwood sticker.
That's a pretty
sticker.
Cool one. It's the different cards.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's a deck of cards with,
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill on it. And then I got an Arizona Back to Blue.
Beautiful.
Arizona sticker. The Ryman, which someone gave me that one in Nashville. I was real excited about that. Copper Brothel Brewery.
Oh,
that's,
sure.
That's one of my favorite places in Sonoyta for sure. Live Oak, which is a venue out in Nashville. Y'all Weird, someone gave me that one. I just thought it was hilarious, and I just put it on. But ultimately...
The TNT one's good. We just leave that one clean.
Yeah. The TNT, you know.
Where's Bourbon Jacks?
So Bourbon Jacks is in Chandler.
Oh, okay.
And so I play up in Chandler all the time. And
okay.
Also, I have a bunch of other stickers I got to put on there. But one of them is from Billy Bob's. And Billy Bob's Texas, and I want to put it on my guitar, but I'm also like, I want to hopefully one day, like one of my dreams is to play Billy Bob's, and so I think I'm going to hold off until I play there.
You got to earn it.
I got to earn it. I can't just throw things on my guitar. I mean, I don't have the Ryman on here, but it's, and that's another place I'd love to play too, and I guess it just comes with time, right?
Hey, you're in the TNT sticker, so that's why it's on there.
That's right.
Let's go to the phone, 790-2040. Let's go to Umpire John calling from Flagstaff. What's up, bud?
Actually, I've just left Beaver, Utah. I am headed to Flagstaff right now. Be home in about 5 hours. I wanted to give a salute to my brother Major over there, Major Mayhem.
How are we doing, sir?
I got data rank on him, so until he makes colonel, I retired in grade, and I got data rank.
Thank you.
But y'all talked a little earlier about VRBOs. Oh, Bucky's, they take good care of my cousin who's going from Charleston to Duke all the time for chemo. But the thing about VRBOs, my big thing is one has popped up next to us, and because of that State Bill 1350, you've changed residential zoning into commercial. It is a commercial outfit, as well as pulling a real nice house out of the inventory. So I'd like to, you know, we need to get on the people who voted in 1350 and have a little word with them.
So what's 1350?
1350 was a Senate bill early in the, and you'll find a lot about it at stop1350.com. You'll see a lot of signs around Kachina Village saying stop 13, or yeah, signal fix 1350, fix1350.com. And it was early in the Ducey administration, and the VRBO people said that the state, you know, they pumped a lot of money to the politicians and said, you guys get to, we the state have rights, we'll give VRBO rights over the local zoning aspects. You can't run a VRBO out of your neighborhood.
Gotcha.
And so they have essentially overrid the zoning, and you pull a house out of residential use, so there goes one place for a family to live, and you change the status of a neighborhood. And occasionally, you know, you'll get these goombas from Jersey who come in and, hey, man, you know, this is so nice. Sit up on the trees and the deck and look at the pine trees and commune with nature.
I love that your Fix 1350 forwards to a thing called Neighbors Not Nightmares. So very good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a talk about this more, sir. So your phone also is going in and out, so you've been tough to hear you. So.
All right. Well, you guys take care, and good luck in Nashville. That's a hard road to hoe. I hope he does well.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jimmy Lauderdale, who's a songwriter born a singer, bought the house next to my dad in North Carolina. He writes some good stuff, and I think he's making his money on the songwriting side.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, John. Y'all have a good day. Safe trip, buddy.
Bye-bye now.
Is Terry there or not there? Okay. 790-2040. Terry, you're on with Caden Brewer and Sean McCluskey. What's up?
How you doing, guys? I was just wondering, I'm an old-timer, so I'm just wondering, what happened to the good old country music from the late 50s, 60s, and 70s? Because today's country is completely different, as far as I'm concerned. And I like it, but I don't like it as well as the old stuff. It has a different sound altogether, and I was wondering if you might know what the transition was there, why.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure where the transition really came. My favorite country music is... for sure, it's 70s, the 70s country music. So I grew up with Patsy Cline, Merle Haggard, The Highwaymen, Waylon Jennings, even Roy Orbison. And I love Marty Robbins. And it's funny because my youngest brother, Brian, there's a 10-year age gap. And when he was a lot younger, we'd be, you know, working on something at the house. And he'd come up to me, he's like, why do you listen to this stuff? And it's Marty Robbins. And I started laughing. I'm like, if you listen closely, all these songs are about cowboys and gunfights. And he starts, oh, wow, you know, and I absolutely love that music. And there is still a market for it. It's called, you can typically find it in like the red dirt. So it's more in that Texas scene. And you got guys like Cody Jinks. You got guys like Tyler Childers. I wouldn't really consider him a Texas artist, but it's out there. It's just not being played on major radio.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Terry, thanks for the nice call.
You bet.
See, for me, country music-wise, for me, it's like 80s George Strait and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. So late 60s to there, that's my sweet spot for country.
See, I really do like the 90s country, too.
But it's more country rock than it is
country. Right, it's more country rock. Yeah. I think Garth Brooks really
jazzed it up a little bit.
Well, Shania Twain, right?
Oh, yeah, Shania. Brooks and Dunn. I love Brooks and Dunn. So, I mean, it just really comes along with, I guess, just evolution of music. I mean,
sure it does, right? It's like the idea that you're trying to gain more ears.
Right.
Right. Record companies are there to make money.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if they have to fuse, you know, things fuse all the time, right? Jazz, rock, country rock, just the way it works.
Right.
You know, and that's just the way life is.
And it's funny because like when people think when someone gets a record deal, like it's known. It was, you know, it's way more difficult nowadays to get a record deal, but it's also a lot easier to be an independent artist.
Sure.
And so, what people don't realize with a lot of these artists who are getting signed to major deals, some of these deals are not good, you know, they're horrible. So say someone gets like $500,000 record deal for an album. That's literally, well, it's a loan. It's not anything that they can, you know, it's not,
they just can't bank on it.
They can't bank on that. And so it just kind of rolls into, a bunch of different aspects. Say that there's another artist that they have that's kind of similar to you. They can shelf your music. So you can be signed to a major record deal and never have your song released. I mean, that happened to Blake Shelton for years.
The interview that opened my whole mind to this was Roger Klein from Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
So Roger, we did a full hour together. He was really fun and really open about it, right? And we just talked about the reality of money when it came to music, right? Yeah. And he'll tell you that whatever year they were the most, one year they were the most downloaded song on album on iTunes for 2000, whatever.
They made the least money that year.
Oh, and I just said, well, what does that pay for? He goes, it might make my car payment.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
He goes, if I'm not on the road and I'm not selling tickets and t-shirts and bumper stickers and my crappy tasting tequila, well, that's my words, Mexican moonshine.
Yeah, Mexican moonshine.
He's not making money.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true.
Right.
A lot that if you're, that's why you see a lot of these guys on the road so much. And it's kind of translates to like the way they did it back then. That's why they were always on the road. The difference is that now no one buys music. It's just streaming, and the streaming percentages are horrible. For instance, if I was to get 1 million streams on Spotify, I make $4,000. But the likelihood to get a million streams on Spotify organically, it's very difficult.
Sure.
And it's like a one-time thing.
Well, that's why you see so many artists moving into YouTube.
Right.
Right, because they might be able to get a better income. I'm not saying it's amazing.
It's more diversifying. It's like they're hitting all different types of platforms, and a $40 check here, $100 check here, stuff like that, eventually it adds up.
Like you start seeing like major artists that you loved in the 70s and 80s and 60s have their own channel on YouTube because they figured out that's possibly a better way to monetize a play.
Exactly.
Than on Spotify.
Exactly.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's go to break, and then we come back, and then we'll talk a little bit more, and then we're just going to have you finish with a great song.
Sounds good.
All right, Caden Brewer, Sean McCluskey. Sean, thanks for bringing this young man.
Always. That's what we bring him for. We want to expose Miranda to the rest of the world, and he's going to Nashville. He's going to do it for us, so let's go.
We're exposing Mr. Caden Brewer, and Sean is exposing himself, so it's
easy.
Really... You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10/3 of the voice. That totally feels like it's the guitarist up behind El Paso, too.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what his name is, but
I can't
talented feller.
Either. Yeah.
Little Mr. Shorty by Marty Robbins. I asked you what Marty's song you like, and that was your request.
That is one of my favorites.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone says El Paso or Big Iron, but
right.
Mr. Shorty, it's a sad... Marty Robbins is just, to me... the epitome of like old cowboy country music, you know, like this timeless to me, to be honest with you.
It's the one guy that my stepfather growing up used to have the cassette in, and we'd listen on road trips going everywhere we went. We'd go camping or fishing. He'd always playing Marty.
Oh, we still do. I mean, I'm 27 years old and my brothers are younger than me, and we'll be sitting there fishing a stream up in the White Mountains, and chances are we're listening to Marty Robbins.
Where do we go fishing in the White Mountains? What do you like?
I like to fish like upper lower log. Maybe even Big Lake every once in a while.
I've never caught anything in Big Lake. I don't know why.
Really?
What am I missing?
Power bait.
All right.
Check out a worm, man.
790-2040 if you ever want to get in on the last calls. I just look for Bucky's t-shirts on their website, but I can't get them at Amazon. So, Sean's,
I think there's going to be a spike in those sales today.
It better be.
Man, we're getting a lot of calls from Tucson. Real weird. What's going on?
Next location.
That's right.
So I know you said you have a private party tonight. You're playing Whiskey Roads tomorrow.
That's right.
When do you leave for Nashville?
So it all comes down to we're trying to sell our house right now.
Gotcha.
And so ultimately, once we close on the home, or we're going to release it next week. Yeah, next week we're going to put it up on market next week as a coming soon. And then that kind of gives us time to really figure out what we're going to do. And
we're shameless pluggers on this show. So
right.
Where's the what part of Marana is it in?
It's on the northwest side. So it's off
Give me a major cross street.
Twin Peaks and Oasis.
All right.
It's on 3.7 acres. It's an old school 70s red brick home. And it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, but it's been fully renovated.
Like I went through a lot of renovations after they bought it.
Yeah, and we did a lot of work to it, but it has a well. So
you got a price on it?
We're thinking about putting it up on the market for $450.
All right. Have you seen this thing?
Mm-hmm. I saw it before the renovations. I saw the renovations that they went through.
Nice.
Yeah. We run into each other a lot at Lowe's.
All the time.
It's where we go.
That's where we go.
It's not, you guys, I was going to say station, right?
That's we see each other there, too. Station, I mean, come on. Keep it out of a bar. No. Speaking of which, the Marana Brewery Club's going to have a, I'm hosting a meet and greet, or if you will, a little cocktail party, next Saturday from 3 to 6. Are you going to make it?
I'll make it.
Perfect. McHayden will be there, too.
Where is this at?
Station Pub and Grill. I host at my home bar. Come on.
So, oh, okay. So you're going to be the...
I'm one of the Marana Brewery Club ambassadors, and I'm hosting the meet and greet, or the cocktail party, if you will, and it's going to be from 3 to 6 next Saturday.
Okay.
And we'll do food specials, drink specials. We'll have Caden. We'll have a couple other things. They'll have a band later if you guys aren't there.
Yeah.
I know Clint was working it, so I don't know who the details.
I do play at the Maverick later that night.
Okay, there you go.
What time?
3 to 6, middle of the afternoon.
And so it's not this week, it's the next weekend.
Next Saturday, 3 to 6.
I can make that one.
There you go. We'll see you then.
Greek brother Zach, I'm seeing Roger Klein next month at a family reunion. I'll let him know his moonshine sucks.
It's tequila.
It's my favorite. You let him know it's my favorite, okay?
Roger, I love you. Your tequila sucks. Now.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so there'll be some still chances to watch you perform in Tucson before you move to Nashville. That's one of the things I wanted to get out here.
That is, yes. I play at, actually, so this the 13th is actually my wife's birthday, too.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. We play at the Maverick, and then I got a couple acoustic shows. If you want to find them, just find me on my Facebook, and I'll be posting every week and Beautiful. Even on my website.
Awesome.
CadenBrewer.com.
And Caden's great with just himself and or the band by with him, so he's got that... You know,
I take a lot of requests when I play with my acoustic guitar.
What's one or two covers that you kill, that you just feel like are in your wheelhouse, that you've been playing this last so many months? That
oh man, it would have to be a Waylon song. I mean, okay. I just absolutely love Waylon. So let me see.
Well, maybe we'll go out with a cover. So we got a couple minutes. What do you want? I'm gonna Facebook Live this right now, kids. So go to your Facebook, Christopher DeSimone, and we're gonna do it up. So,
so I love this song all because it comes out to the very last part of the lyrically. Waylon will even tell you, like, well, he said that he didn't even know what the song meant, but this song's called "Way More Blues," and it goes.
All right, if we run out of time, everyone have an amazing weekend. We're gonna go out with Caden Brewer, CadenBrewer.com, Facebook Live in this sucker right now.
That's right. Well, I woke up this morning, it was drizzling rain. Around the curve upon a passenger train, heard somebody yodel and a hobo moan. But Jimmy, he dead, he been a long time gone, been a long time gone. A long time gone. If you wanna get to heaven, got a DIE. Put on your coat and TIE. Wanna get the rabbit out the LOG. You gotta make a commotion like a DOG. Like a DOG. A DOG. I got a good woman, what's the matter with me? Make me wanna love every woman I see. I was traveling when I met her, now I'm traveling again. And every place that she sees is like the place it came in. Like the place it came in. The place it came in. So this is my favorite part of the whole song right here, ready? Got my name painted on my shirt. I ain't no ordinary dude. I don't have to work. I don't have to work.